The meta model's really, really easy because it's simply the opposite of the Milton model. So for each of the Milton model constructions, each of the linguistic constructions that cause ambiguity or cause trance, there's a meta model response which brings somebody back out of trance or out of the hypnosis of limitation. Remember, there's good trance and there's bad trance. If you're in coaching, you can utilize the Milton model to put somebody in a trance
or induce a trance which is beneficial for them,
a trance of empowerment. Most people are walking around in a trance anyway, a trance of disempowerment. So you can utilize the Milton model to put somebody into a trance of empowerment. But you may need to pull them out of their trance of disempowerment first with a meta model. That's just from a personal empowerment standpoint or from a coaching standpoint. These tools can be extremely useful in negotiation as well or in debate. Meta model questions are extremely useful in debate. And meta model, by the way, is the structure of nitpicking. So let's take a look at this. If somebody says, and this is in your manual, so you can follow along in your manual if you want on the meta model page. If somebody utilizes a pattern of a mind read in their language, so that if somebody says, you don't like me, they're claiming to know your thoughts or feelings without specifying how they came to know that. So somebody, you're talking with somebody, you're communicating with somebody, and they say, you don't like me. The meta model response for that mind read is, how do you know I don't like you? And what that does is it recovers the source of the information. So if somebody says, you're angry, you say, how do you know I'm angry? If somebody says, well, you always feel that way, you say, how do you know I always feel that way? Right? So the response is simply, how do you know blank? That's the response to a mind read. Okay, a loss performative. Loss performative is a value judgment where the person doing the judging is left out. Remember, we talked about this in the Milton model. So to say it's bad to be inconsistent, or it's a good thing to attend personal development courses, or it's wrong to cheat on your term paper. All of those things are value judgments where the person doing the judgment is left out. Now, the meta model response to any of these things is who says, or according to who. Or how do you know it's bad? Okay, so somebody says it's bad to be inconsistent. Your response is, who says it's bad? Or according to whom? So what it does is it gathers evidence. It recovers the source of the belief, the performative strategy for the belief. This is going to challenge the person's beliefs directly. So whenever somebody uses a value judgment like that, it's usually hooked up to a major belief structure for them. So they say it's good to do this, or it's bad to do this, or any sort of value judgment like that, that's usually pretty hardwired into their belief systems. And you're really going to shake up their model of the world when you say, according to who? So it's bad to walk into a house without shoes on. According to who? It's a good thing to wonder. It says it's a good thing to wonder. Those are the challenges of meta model. You don't have to say it in a belligerent way. Just ask the question. Next one is cause and effect. If somebody uses a cause and effect pattern in their speech where cause is wrongly put outside the self. Example, somebody comes to you and says, you make me sad. The response is, how does what I'm doing cause you to choose to feel sad? Or how specifically does what I'm doing cause you to choose to feel sad? Notice how I said choose to feel sad. I'm putting the cause back on them. How does what I'm doing cause you to choose to feel sad? So if somebody says, he makes me angry, the response would be, how does anything he's doing cause you to choose to feel angry? Got it? So you're going to break up that cause and effect pattern. It recovers choice. The next one is complex equivalence. This is where two experiences are interpreted as being synonymous. So if she says, she doesn't like me, she's always yelling at me. So clearly this person has linked those two up, that because she's always yelling at her, she doesn't like her. Your question is, how does her yelling at you mean that she doesn't like you? Or you could ask, have you ever yelled at someone you liked? Or have you ever not yelled and hated somebody? So the person says, she's always yelling at me, she doesn't like me. You're going to challenge that. You're going to say you're either going to challenge her, or you're either going to challenge that by asking her, how does one thing mean the other? Or you're going to give a counter example. Have you ever yelled at someone you liked? Okay, so if somebody comes and says, you have no respect for my time because you are late, you say, how does being late have anything to do with respect? Or you could say, have you ever been late and respected somebody? Or have you ever been on time and not respected somebody? Those both would be counterexamples.